Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today hails from Massachusetts. He's on a tour that's taken him all over the East and to us here in the Midwest. Now, he may be Gen X, but at heart, he's an old-school troubadour. His latest album is called Another Man's Treasure. Please give a warm welcome to Greg Klima.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I woke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy. If you would only do the same. If you should leave me for another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you truly loved me, and no one else could come between. Now you've left me for another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Now please don't take my sunshine away.
Greg Klima on our stage for the very first time at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Greg, welcome. You've been at it a long time. I'm surprised you haven't found our stage earlier. I'm glad we worked this out.
It's nice to finally meet you. What have you been waiting for?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Another Man's Treasure, your latest album, your eighth studio release?
As a solo act, yeah. I had a band in the 90s, and we did two albums as well, so 10 altogether at this point.
You are a traveling man. You get around to all parts of the U.S., it seems, by the looks of it.
Used to, anyway.
You've brought that back a little bit, not so much anymore?
Been living in Somerville, Massachusetts, near Boston now for 4 years. And I kind of like having a place of my own. Although all y'all have wonderful couches and futons, I'm sure. I like my queen-size bed. Thank you.
Okay, Greg. What do you have in store for us this hour?
I'm going to play you some stuff off of Another Man's Treasure for sure. And I thought I might dig back through the catalog a little bit since we've established that this is my first time here. I thought, why not share some older songs as well?
Absolutely. Okay, we'll go back to music and talk a little later. Greg Klima is with us. Another Man's Treasure, his latest album. So good to have you with us on our stage, Greg.
Thank you, Ben. Here's a song called Another Town. There's a place in the cement where you put your hands when you were 5. 16 years ago, it made you giggle. Now it just chews you up inside to think that sidewalk isn't going anywhere. That handprint is an artifact. They'll both be in this town forever, but you don't want to end up like that. There must be more to living that's coming through loud and clear. You want the end of the rainbow. That rainbow doesn't touch down here. When moonlight burns to ashes, this place just brings you down. If you can't find something to believe in here, start looking in another town. Your parents gave you freedom and affection. Your parents taught you how to make your own decisions. Hey, look who's a big kid now. There won't be no going away party. You'll just pack up all your stuff. Yeah, this town's been good to you somehow. Good just isn't good enough. There must be more to living that's coming through loud and clear. You want the end of the rainbow. That rainbow doesn't touch down here. When moonlight burns to ashes, this place just brings you down. If you can't find something to believe in here, start looking in another town. So what are you waiting for? I mean, like, what is it gonna take for you to be sure? The longer that you wait, the harder it's gonna be. Start packing, don't look back. The world is waiting for you to shout. I'm free. There must be more to live in. That's coming through loud and clear. You want the end of the rainbow. That rainbow doesn't touch down here. When moonlight burns to ashes, this place just brings you down. If you can't find something to believe in here, start looking in another town.
working in another town. Start looking in another town. Start looking in another town. This year's song leads off my new album, Another Man's Treasure, Dares to Ask the Musical Question. How's it going? You got the motivation, son, you know you're capable. Sometimes you've gotta push the cart when there ain't no horse to pull it. It ain't no real big secret, it's just that you try. Well, others are content but wonder why, oh, why, oh, why. How's it going? How you doing, my friend? It's been a long time since we've had a conversation. How's it going? How you doing, my friend? Yeah, man, I know what you're saying. I felt the same way, too. This time about a year ago, I was feeling just like you. I was standing next to the lake. Water started getting high. I had to head out for the hills. I did not want to die. How's it going? How you doing, my friend? It's been a long time since we've had a conversation. How's it going? How you doing, my friend? Brain, just like in Guy Clark's Desperados waiting for a train. When my time is over, if I happen to meet that fate, well, I hope that you'll be there, Grandpa, to greet me at the gate, singing, how's it going? How you doing, my friend? It's been a long time since we've had a conversation. How's it going? How you doing, my friend? How's it going? How you doing, my friend? It's been a long time since we've had a conversation. How's it going? How you doing, my friend? I call it bluegrass swing. Thank you all so very much. Dedicate that one to my buddy Phil Moss from back in the Live from Studio One days, early trips to Iowa. I've been playing this mandolin as long as I've been a full-time touring musician. I hit the road in August of 1998. I got this as a Christmas present from my parents the previous year. I get asked every year by my sister or my mom, you know, what do you want for Christmas? What's on your Christmas wish list? And I always put stuff on there that I want or need, you know, like new car. You know, I got a van right now with 410,000 miles on it. You know, people tell me that Toyota ought to give me a certificate or a sponsorship or something. But I got an old van. I got an old computer. I asked for stuff that I need. The one year I put mandolin on there. I don't know why. I just thought maybe it'd be funny. You know, they bought me a mandolin.
I didn't know how to play mandolin. And then I'd go out on tour and I'd leave the mandolin that they bought me at their house. And then I'd come back from a road trip, then I'd go back home and I'd take the mandolin out of the box, figure out a couple of chords, put it back in the box and go out on the road, you know? And then I'd come back to Dad and Mom's house. And I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. What do you call a musician without a mother or a girlfriend? Homeless. And I didn't want to blow the deal I had going with Mom, so when she started asking me questions like, why don't you take that instrument we bought for you out on the road, I was like, well, you know, I don't know how to play it, and besides that, it doesn't have a pickup on it. So they bought me a pickup for my mandolin that year for Christmas, and I had to learn how to play the thing at my shows. So I call up my buddy. I say, hey, you got a mandolin. How about you show me some stuff? He says, come on over. So we're sitting across from one another. He goes, I got an easy one for you. It's in the key of A. It goes like this. It's called Cripple Creek. I was so happy to be learning stuff on the mandolin. I packed up the van, left Buffalo, New York, drove to Cleveland, Ohio. Greg Klam, a mandolin, Christmas, here's a song called Cripple Creek. Got done in Cleveland, drive to Chicago, Illinois. Greg Klam, Buffalo, New York, played in Cleveland last night. How y'all doing? Here's a song I learned on the mandolin called Cripple Creek, 2, 3, 4. Got all the way out to a place called Grand Junction, Colorado. It's on the other side of the Rocky Mountains from here. And I get to Grand Junction, I'm going to play at the Main Street Cafe. I'll play from like noon till 2 o'clock. There's a guy in there since 8 o'clock in the morning, and he's been playing since 9 till noon. His name's Danny. Danny has a mandolin. He has a violin. He's got an accordion. He's got what you call a banjolin. If it had I-N in it, Danny had one. And I'm all excited because I, you know, got my mandolin and I learned how to play Cripple Creek. So when he got done and I was getting ready to play, I walk up to him. I say, hey, my name's Greg Klam. I'm playing after you. I was wondering if maybe you'd like to sit in. And it had I-N in it. So Danny said, sure. He'd love to sit in. So I had my friend up there during the set and I turned to him. He had the banjo. I had the mandolin. I said to him, Cripple Creek, yeah, 2, 3, and... just staring at me. I said, Danny, Cripple Creek, key A. And there's a bunch of people there like there are here right now. And he says, Greg, that's not Cripple Creek. That's Cotton Eye Joe. So I turned to him and I said the only thing I could think at that time, Cotton Eye Joe and A. Danny stuck around for my whole show. He stuck around for my whole show. And when I got done playing, I walked over to him. I said, thank you so much for putting me straight on this whole Cotton Eye Joe Cripple Creek business. But if you don't mind doing a Yankee a favor. How do you play Cripple Creek? Cripple Creek? That's easy. It's in the key of A. It goes like this here. Well, I got a gal and she loves me. She's as sweet can be. She's got eyes of baby blue. Makes my gun shoot straight and true. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Cripple Creek's wide, Cripple Creek's deep. I wait old Cripple Creek for I sleep. Roll my britches up to my knees. Wait old Cripple Creek when I please. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a run. Going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl. Now the girls on Cripple Creek about half grown. Jump on a man like a dog on a bone. Kiss your lips, taste sweet as wine. Ripe release, rhyme me like a sweet potato vine. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a run. Going up to Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in a whirl. Going up Cripple Creek, see my girl.
hands. Clap your hands. Now don't let me throw you, Cotton Eye Joe, eh?
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Pond.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Our guest today on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, Greg Klima. He's based now out of Massachusetts, but he's got a lot of traveling in his background. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit later.
Are you trying to say I'm road worn?
That would be one word
haze.
For it.
He's got a lot of road haze on him. What are you getting at?
We brew up fresh brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists at Java Blend. We've been doing it since 2001. Our shows are recorded at the Java House most Friday afternoons of the year. You can find out about our events, which are open to the public, or find out about our broadcasts and our podcasts. You can download anything that you're listening to right now by going to our website, iowapublicradio.org. And Greg Klima has switched from that mandolin with the great story behind it. But
I got to know the mandolin. I'm getting to know piano and tenor banjo these days. Give me another 10 years, I'll come play them for you.
Let's go back to Greg Klima. What do you got for us now?
Gonna sing you a song off of my Rust Belt Vagabond CD. This came out in 1998. My buddy Jonathan Bird co-wrote this song. It's called Helen Rose. I had two children, yes I did. Junior was the one who lived. Frankie Jr. fell in love with a girl named Alexandria. Nowadays she lays out clothes for me. My name is Helen Rose. I don't know what he saw in her. She was just a village girl. I never thought too much of Sloan, nor anyone who called it home. When we said our first hellos, I said, girl, my name is Helen Rose. Gave me grandchildren three. Yeah, they'd come and visit old Frank and me. Now I loved her kids, but not that one she had taken from me, my only son. Ah, but my Jackie loves his Sandy. So it goes. Yeah, but I'm his mama, Helen Rose. Mm-hmm.
and rose is hard to love. Probably always was. She don't remember much at all about Frank nor Alexandria. Sandy prays to God above, for Helen Rose is hard to love. If Father, Son, and Holy Ghost give her strength to love old Helen Rose.
When I was in the second grade at Union East Elementary in Cheektowaga, New York, somebody brought in these mimeographed sign-up sheets for the Beverly Hills Athletic Association. And I took it home, and my mom and dad let me sign up for the Little League Baseball. And I played in the second grade, in the third grade, fourth, five, six, seven, eighth grade. And then when I got to the ninth grade, I figured I'd try out for the freshman team in high school. And all them other kids from the Beverly Hills Athletic Association, they tried out for the team too. And all them other kids made the team. I did not. And I went home, and how'd tryouts go? I didn't make the team. My dad says to me, have you ever thought about going out for track? No, Dad. Track and baseball happen at the same time. I'm a baseball player. I don't want to go out for track. Well, why don't you just try? Dad, I don't want to play track. I don't want to do track. I play baseball. I was ninth grade. I signed up for the Beverly Hills Little League Association. And then in the 10th grade, I figured I got better at this game. I'll give it another try. I went out for the team again. And all them kids that made the team the year before got better. And they all made the team, and I did not. And I went home, and they asked me, how'd the tryouts go? And I said, I didn't make the team. My dad says, have you ever thought about going out for track, Dad? We talked about the track. I'm not going out for track. Track and baseball happen at the same time of year. I'm a baseball player. I don't want to do track. I want to play ball. So I was eligible to play one more year in the Little League team. I signed up for Little League baseball. In the 11th grade, I didn't do anything. I was tired of sports. I didn't want any of it. Played nothing. In the 12th grade, you know them physical fitness tests where you got to do how many pull-ups and push-ups and sprints, a bunch of stuff you never do for the rest of your life. You know, I did that, and I ran a mile in 6 minutes and like 30 seconds or something, which turned out to be pretty good for a white kid from the suburbs, you know? And so when I got to the finish line of the mile, the guy that was the gym teacher also happened to be the coach of the track team, and he says to me, you just ran a 6 minute and 30 second mile, you know, with a little training, we could probably get your time down and we could use a guy like you on the track team. Have you ever thought about going out for track? I said, sign me up. And then I went home, and mom and dad and brother and sister, we all ate dinner together for years. I must have been in my 20s before we weren't eating dinner together anymore. We're all eating dinner and we're sharing the news of the day, and they ask me, you know, questions, how things go at school for you today. I say, well, I ran a mile in 6 minutes and 30 seconds, and the coach thinks my time could come down and that I might be an asset to the track team. So guess what? I joined track today. And my dad very thoughtfully put down his utensils, and he looked at me and he said, you know, I never understood why you gave up on baseball. My dad was a garbage man. My dad was a garbage man. My dad was a garbage man. Held onto a truck, man, it stunk. Walking through your neighborhoods, picking up cans. Your dad is a sanitation worker. My dad was a garbage man.
dad went to work every morning. My dad came home every night. My mama made him breakfast and dinner. It's an antiquated system, but it worked all right. Had three kids and provided for them. My daddy was a garbage man. We never had everything we wanted. Sure enough, had everything we needed. Plenty of stuff that money can't buy. Them that don't believe it ought to give it a try. My dad got a CDL. Finished his career behind the wheel. A lot of stuff changes over 34 years. You triple up them syllables, the meaning disappears. Your dad's an environmental social worker. My dad was a garbage man. It's a job that I respect and words I understand. My daddy was a garbage man.
Thank you. True story.
If the world were flat, the movie'd be over by now. If the world were flat, the movie'd be over by now. But it's a circular world, and the stories just keep spinning around. The sun come up, the sun gonna go back down.
Loud and proud.
The sun come up, the sun gonna go back down. Hey, in a circular world where the stories just keep spinning around. Circle in the wagon, spinning round the sun. Stick a feather in your cap, call it revolution. One step forward, two steps back. You know it wasn't very long ago when folks believed the world was flat. But if the world were flat, the movie'd be over by now.
Say what?
If the world were flat, the movie'd be over by now. Hey, it's a circular world, and the stories just keep spinning around. Here comes my favorite verse in the whole song. Jumping Jehoshaphat, it all makes sense to me now.
Help me out.
Jumping Jehoshaphat, it all makes sense to me now. Hey, it's a circular world, and the stories just keep spinning around and around and around. Circle in the wagon, spinning round the sun. Stick a feather in your cap, call it revolution. One step forward, two steps back. You know it wasn't very long ago when folks believed the world was flat. But if the world were flat, the movie'd be over by now.
Last time.
If the world were flat, the movie'd be over by now. It's a circular world, and the stories just keep spinning around. Oh, thank you so very much. It just occurred to me that I hadn't said a lick about having a website, which I do. My name is spelled K-L-Y-M-A. That's pronounced Klima, and the website is klima.com. And if you go to klima.com, there's a news feed, there's a shows calendar, there are links to my Facebook and Twitter accounts. We could tweet to one another. Aw. Miss me already, I know. I put out an album in late
2013, and then it was released it to radio in late 2013 and to the general public in early 2014, and called it Another Man's Treasure. And it features this song as track number 5. This is called A Dream About You.
Say everybody dreams, but I don't remember a thing in the morning when I rise. I'm a blank slate. If what they say is true, I bet I dream about you. I do not pray that the Lord take my soul anymore, and I haven't for years, and yet I sleep very deeply. And if I were to change my point of view, I'd pray for a dream about you. Sometimes it seems it comes out in songs what belongs in my dreams. Doctors say everybody dreams, but I don't remember a thing in the morning when I rise. I'm a blank slate. If what they say is true, if my mind is racing while my body doesn't move, though these pictures don't come into view, bet I dream about you.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Sinnott. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Greg Klima on our stage for the first time with three instruments. He's switching off between his guitar. He has that back in hand now. The banjo. Previously, and the mandolin. Quite a story behind it. And we have a few more songs, and I'm sure a story or two more before this hour ends with Greg Klima. I want to tell you once again that you can find out more about Java Blend at iowapublicradio.org. If you happen to be catching just a part of this broadcast and you'd like to hear the whole thing, well, you know, it's there for you to download or to stream online by going to iowapublicradio.org and searching for Java Blend. You mentioned that you put some over 400,000 miles on a van.
My Toyota van currently has 410,000 miles on it, on the original timing belt.
Wow.
Transmission and engine.
And that van you mentioned, too, has seen Iowa. Any memorable road trip stories from Iowa?
Oh, man, well, not in this particular van, but in the previous van, my 1989 Chevy Astra van, which I had two rebuilt engines on and got up to 322,166 miles. That was my first touring vehicle. And some of my first tours were actually to Iowa. I met Phil Moss, and I used to do the Live at Studio One show in Cedar Falls, and there were a couple of bars up there that I played, and I would go see friends in Minnesota. And I had next to nothing for touring experience, and I was driving this 1989 Chevy Astro van, aka a metal box, and I brought it out here in February one year, and I'm playing at the bar, and it's, you know, like a 10 o'clock p.m. to 2 in the morning kind of gig, and I'm asking people, hey, you know, where can I crash? Can I crash with you? Do you got anybody that has a pad I can crash at? Waitress says to me, or barmaid, you know, she's like, I live right upstairs. You can crash at my place tonight. No problem. Just, you know, at the end of the night, I'm right upstairs. Great. Thank you. Around 2 o'clock, when I'm starting to pack up my stuff, barmaid is nowhere to be found. And one of her friends says, oh, she just lives upstairs. It's, you know, gives me the number on the door. I go up there at 2:30, you know, 2:45 in the morning, knocking on the door. No answer. And I remember cuddling up in a like fetal position outside of her door, hoping like maybe somebody opened the door, they would find me there in the February freezing hallway. And that
is that where you slept that night?
No, it wasn't. I you know, when you're that cold, like I got up and I walked around for a while, and then the cops start to get suspicious, like who's the guy walking around this town at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I went back to my metal box, and and I curled up on the floor in there, and I learned that February in Iowa that it's cold here, and it's even colder if you're sleeping on metal. So the next thing I did was I went back home and I built a bed in my van, and my troubadouring days had begun.
What a great story, Greg Klima. Let's go back to music. We have time for a few more. What do you got for us next?
I'm going to play a song that I wrote in October of 2014. I read a few books. I know some of you are shocked to hear that, but it happens. And I was hanging out with this guy, Peter Case. He played a gig at Club Passim, and Peter grew up in Hamburg, New York, which is south of where I grew up in Cheektowaga, and we've got mutual friends. And he was in town, and we were hanging out some, and went to the co-op in Harvard Square, and he was looking for poetry books, and I saw this book staring right back at me, eye level. It said, Outlaw, Waylon Willie, Chris, and the Renegades of Nashville. It's written by Michael Streisguth. And I read that book about late 1960s through the decade of the 70s, Nashville. And all those guys have been big influences on me. The first concert I ever saw in my life was Willie Nelson and Family, you know. I knew that Kris Kristofferson was a brilliant songwriter. I knew that. That registered. But I didn't realize how integral he was to bridging the gap between what Dylan and Johnny Cash were doing in Nashville in the mid to late 60s and what Waylon and Willie would do through the 70s. Kris Kristofferson was significant in ways that I just didn't understand until I read this book. And while I was reading this book, Outlaw by Michael Streisguth, I was listening to my vinyl. I got all those early Kristofferson albums, so I was listening to his debut with Me and Bobby McGee and Sunday Morning Coming Down on it, and his follow-up, and just absorbing all of that. And then I wrote this song, and it, I swear, it doesn't feel like I wrote it that afternoon. It feels more like I knew it my whole life, and I just was taking my sweet time to commit it to my notebook. The world turned and they found ways to make anew the old mistakes. She came to him, but he didn't want her offering. So she got high and listened to Kristofferson.
she'd helped him through so many nights. She missed his touch, but not the fights. He's a hard man. Don't know why she thought she could soften him. But he knows why she listens to Christofferson. She knows he's got nothing left to lose, and he won't give her nothing but the blues. Yesterday is dead and gone. Memories fade, but songs play on. She came on strong. She'll ease off again. Just needs time to listen to Christofferson. He knows she's got nothing left to lose, and he won't give her nothing but the blues. Yesterday is dead and gone. Memories fade, but songs play on. She came on strong. She'll ease off again. Just needs time to listen to Christofferson. I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Shaved my face and combed my hair. Stumbled down the stairs to greet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. Lit my first and watched a young kid cussing at this can that he'd been kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. It took me back to something I lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of these sleeping city sidewalks and Sunday mornings coming down.
Thank you.
Finishing up the hour, handcrafted original songs by our guest, Greg Klima, and we've enjoyed every bit of it.
Man, Greg, thank you so much for having me, Ben.
Let's remind our listeners how people can find out more about you. It's Klima,
KLYMA.com. Your one-stop shop.
Okay. We're looking forward to having you back in the future after you've had even more travels through this great land. I want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss is our technical producer. Derek Kellison, our assistant producer. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. And you can check out our list of upcoming performances, the events that we have scheduled. Perhaps you'll be at a future one by going to iowapublicradio.org. Our broadcasts, such as this one, if you'd like to download it as a podcast, this or any other concert. Greg Klima, it's been a wonderful hour. Take us out with one more tune, if you could, and thank you so much. Let's thank Greg Klima.
Give it up for me. Thank you, Iowa. Thank you, listeners. Hope you had a fun time. You can't see this at home or downloading on your podcast, but underneath my wear here, I got a Moccasin Creek Festival shirt on. My buddy Bill Pasalacqua out there in Effingham, Illinois, put on the Moccasin Creek Festival. You can probably find that on the internet too. I played at it. Fred Eaglesmith played at it. Robbie Folks has played at it. A lot of good people have played at the Moccasin Creek Festival. And Bill Pasalacqua is a good friend, and we've co-written together, and this is our most famous co-write. This is called One Foot in the Grave. I come from a long line of self-abusers. My great-grandpa was an opium user. My old man, well, he liked the drink, and that's where I get it from, I think. But we're only here for a short, short while. You may as well go around in style. I was born with one foot in the grave, so whose life am I gonna save? My cousin Benny did yoga and always ate right. He got hit by a train last night. His wife Jenny never once sniffed glue. She was riding shotgun, now she's dead too. You know, we're only here for a short, short while. You may as well go around in style. I was born with one foot in the grave, so whose life am I gonna save? Hey, my granny's got the nerves. You should see her shake, but she swears that it's not from the pill she takes. No, she says it's the coffee that shakes her hand, but it ain't the percolator, it's the Percodan, you know. Only here for a short, short while.
you may as well go around in style. I was bored with a 1 foot in the grave, so whose life am I gonna save? Well, last night I dreamed that I met my ruin. From all the alcohol that I had been consuming, I had a smile on my face and my belly fat. Woke up, laughed it off, and said, I'll drink to that. Friends, I guess word hasn't gotten out to Iowa yet. That's the part where we all yell, I'll drink to that. To show you what kind of stand-up guy I am, I'm gonna give you another try. I'm gonna start that verse again, and now that y'all know how it goes, I expect 100% enthusiasm. Well, last night I dreamed that I met my ruin. From all the alcohol that I had been consuming, had a smile on my face and my belly fat. Woke up, laughed it off, and said,
I'll drink to that.
People are uptight wherever you go. Someone points a finger and tells you no. But when I'm dead and gone, the plain truth will be that I never done harm to anyone but Ben Kiefer. Hey, we're only here for a short, short while. You may as well go around in style. I was bored with a 1 foot in the grave, so whose life am I gonna save? You know we're only here for a short, short while. You may as well go around in style. I was bored with a 1 foot in the grave, so whose life am I gonna save? Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of a pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bedroom. I am a man of means by no means. King of the road. Hey, I'm Greg Klima. Nice to meet y'all. See you out there on the internet.